Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Happy Hour. This episode is so much fun with Maddie, you guys. She is just such an interesting person overall, especially being a soul cycle instructor. So this has got to be one of my favorite episodes, just letting you know, FYI. And before we get into it, I just wanted to introduce the sponsor of today's show. The show is brought to you by Cash App. You already know, the number one finance app in the App Store. If you don't have it already, it's a free app that makes it super easy to instantly send money to your friends or whoever you owe. If you need to pay someone back, Cash App is the app to use. I always use it after group dinners or if someone pays for my coffee or whatever it is. There are so many reasons you would use Cash App. And yeah, my friends use Cash App all the time for paying back for like food, coffee, stuff like that. Cash App also comes with a cash card, a free debit card that's just linked with your Cash App account that comes with Boost, which I know I've talked about before, but they're literally like instant rewards for shopping at places you already love and shop at. You get discounts at places like Whole Foods, Target, and way more. And it's literally like having credit card perks, which is so nice. Also, the best thing about Cash App is I get to support one of my favorite organizations, the Jimmy Fund, and you guys can help support them too. When you sign up for Cash App and use the promo code HAPPYHOUR, all cash. Apps, one word, you'll instantly receive $10, and Cash App will also donate $10 to the Jimmy Fund, which if you didn't know, it's a charity that raises money for adult and pediatric cancer care and research to improve the chances of survival for these patients. So if you haven't downloaded Cash App in the past, this literally is the time, you guys, download Cash App. And yeah, I just would hope that you would consider downloading it and using my promo code since we can fundraise so much money for the Jimmy Fund together. You'll get $10 to you and $10 towards defeating cancer, which I'm so happy we get to help. So again, use the promo code HAPPYHOUR when you download Cash App from the App Store today. And now, getting into the episode. Welcome back to a new episode of Happy Hour. Today, we are joined by Maddie!
Hi!
Yay! This is so exciting. I feel like this has been a long time coming.
Yeah.
I'm so amped.
I'm excited. You know, I've been wanting to collab for a while, so this is just super special.
Yeah. And this just makes so much sense, too, I feel like, because I always go to your class, and just, and like, being in Boston.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're like similar and different in so many ways. So this is going to be so interesting.
Yes.
But first I wanted to plug your stuff in case they like don't follow you, don't know who you are.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Appreciate that so much. So if you want to follow me on Instagram, my handle is MadsTadz, MadsTadz. It's actually, it was like a silly nickname in college, actually not college, high school. Mm-hmm. And now it's just something, it's just become like my brand sort of.
Yeah.
And that's where you can find my podcast as well. My podcast is called Mads Taz Beyond the Bike.
Mm-hmm.
So just taking kind of what I do in the room, because obviously my audience is super limited. You know, I only teach in Boston, and taking mm-hmm. what I do in the room and offering it to everybody all over. So that's been really fun.
I love your podcast. Yeah. I love it so much. Because
so
I feel like especially when you go to people's classes and you like love the instructors,
you want
and
you feel more
close with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, I want more than just being in this 45-minute class.
Yeah.
So it's so interesting.
Yeah. That's what basically like my long-term goal kind of is. Because I mean, I don't know how long I can ride a bike for. I would love to do it.
Fall.
Yeah, like I would love to do it forever and ever. But I think at some point you have to figure out how you transfer to that like next best version of you. So for me, it was like, how do I do what I do in the room and bring that like outside the four walls that are SoulCycle? So that's like the next chapter that I'm kind of trying to like paw at right now to figure out what's next.
That's so interesting. And yeah, a lot of your guys' questions can literally be answered by Maddie's, like, first couple of podcasts. Like, your literal, like, first episode yeah. was all about your journey becoming an instructor.
Totally.
So I'm going to tell you all to go listen to that one right now, because everyone's like, how did you become an instructor? Literally go listen to that, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because it will answer all your questions.
And we're like, stop right now. Go listen to that. Yeah. Come back. Yeah. That'll be, like, the prequel to this.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
I guess you can, like, briefly say yeah. how you became an instructor.
Yeah, so long, kind of like the Judy Blume version is I worked in entertainment in LA, and that all encompassed many things, being an executive assistant, working in advertising, working with celebrities, dancing, like all this crazy stuff. And I just got super burnt out, and I got a job at the front desk at SoulCycle. I was a studio manager. And I was always riding. I would ride like so many times a day. I feel like I would ride like 4 times a day. I was just like obsessed with it, and I loved it so much. And then I got the opportunity to audition, and kind of everything started to fall into place that way. And that's kind of how I segued into instructor land.
Mm-hmm. That's so interesting. And you guys need to hear the long version, because I like knew all of this already, but I know the long version. So
yeah, the long version, I mean, like anything, your journey in life, it's like it's gonna take twists and turns, and I had a lot of twists and turns before I kind of figured out, okay, like this seems to be what I want to do and what mm-hmm. I think my calling is. So it took a little while to get there, but now I feel like it's just, we've been rolling along for the yeah. past in April it'll be like 4 years, so
that
it's
is
pretty
so
wild.
Crazy it probably feels yeah. like yesterday. You probably remember your first class, and like
I do, I always talk about it. My first class was in Malibu, California, which yeah. is just like so I feel like it's just like California is like my lifeblood, and it was so much part of my journey and like adulthood, if you will. Mm-hmm. Sounds kind of corny, but yeah. So it was really special. And
I like wish I was in that class. I want to see how you've like
it
changed.
Was, yeah,
you
well, know? It was like a charity ride too. So yeah. it was like, I just signed up for Soul because my friend, I work a lot with Life Rolls On, which is that surfing and skating with all, I mean, any and all kids, adults, anywhere with any sort of disability, and specifically spinal cord injuries. So I just signed up. Like, I literally signed up for Bike 6, and I was like, let's go for my first class. So I would have loved to see me then, too, because yeah. I feel like the transformation would be so insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was my birthday, too, and they brought me a cupcake, and I cried. So I was like, this place is for me.
You're like, I think I could get used to this.
I was like, what is this place that they bring you cupcakes, and I'm crying, and I don't even know why. I'm just happy.
I've never been on my birthday. Fun fact.
Yeah.
In, like, the 4 years I've been riding SoulCycle, and this year I was like, I'm so excited. I'm going to be in the Bahamas. I can't come again.
But Bahamas is pretty juicy.
Yeah. It's, like, kind of worth it.
It's kind of okay.
Yeah. We need to just pretend, like, a different day is my birthday. We'll just make it, like.
You'll, like, go downstairs at the hotel. And find a bike and like
yeah.
pretend.
Yeah.
You can just like FaceTime.
Take our
in.
Own like Polaroid photo.
FaceTime in.
Yeah. I love that. Okay, so that is like her short version, you guys.
Super short.
But and I wanted to say like how we met or how we know each other. Mm. We were just saying how I don't even remember the first class of Maddie's I took. I should go look back in my
yeah,
Soul
you
app
probably could.
And see the first one.
We have to scroll a ways back.
A way back. I bet you it was like my sophomore year at BU.
Probably.
And yeah, I just started coming, and I told Maddie before we were recording, you guys, that I would describe her to everyone as like an Energizer bunny on a bike up there. Like, she's performing, she's like, woo, and she's like this blonde little bunny just bouncing around. And everyone's like, how You're are so we supposed funny. To keep up with that?
Yeah. You just try your best.
Yeah.
Try your best.
Yeah, so that's pretty much that. And I just started going to our classes more and started talking, and here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah. And, yeah, so you guys know her podcast, her Instagram, and you guys know in the beginning of my podcast, we always talk about what we're happy about right now.
Yeah.
And, like, a happy, like, quote or whatever, so.
Well, my, like, happy of the week, if you will, my parents live in Rhode Island, so my dad drives up a lot, and it means so much because, I mean, he doesn't mind driving, but I always mind driving. Like, an hour and a half is just, like, a lot, especially to do in one day. And he came up, and we always try to have dinner at the Cheesecake Factory in Chestnut Hill once a week. So we did that last night, and we really, like, whacked it up. We even got the strawberry shortcake, which low-key is the best dessert if you've never had it at Cheesecake. So that was really fun. And, I don't know, a quote. Every week I kind of like have like a theme, which also ties into my podcast. And like last week I was talking about running your own race, running your own race. And this week is kind of I've been saying, like, say yes to things, but, like, not the things that you don't want to show up to, the things that are going to make you feel better and, like, be the best version of you. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like so often we're yes people at heart, mm-hmm. and we say yes to, like, all these birthdays and all these different things on our calendar that we think we need, when actually it's just clutter and we need to kind of clear it out and just say yes to the things that are, like, truly inspire us and make us feel good.
Yeah, and, like, yeah. important. I remember you saying that in your class. You were like, you don't need to say yes to the coffee dates that you're, like, dreading and don't have time yeah. for anyway, you know?
Well, I used to always be that, right? Like, I am a people pleaser at heart, you mm-hmm. know? And that's just where I come from, because I'm a giver, and, like, that is why this is my job and my trade. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, you know, if you're not showing up and you're, like, not excited about it, then, like, what's the point?
Yeah, because you're burnt out, because you're, like, yeah. committing yourself to too much.
Yeah, your energy is just off. It's just mm-hmm. totally different, rather than, you know, saying yes to all the things you actually do want to, and then you show up, like, as a force, like, you know, because mm-hmm. you want to be there and you're excited, and it's just completely different feeling than, like, dragging through the things you don't want to yeah. be at.
That reminds me, I know you love Rachel Hollis.
I love Rachel.
I know you love her. This is, like, speaking your language. And that reminds me, I forget which one of her books that I'm, like, halfway through. I, like, never finished. I'm so bad at reading. But
you gotta get Audible.
Yeah, I know. To just listen while I'm driving.
It's so good.
Yeah. Do you do that while you drive?
So I do that when I drive, and also when I'm walking everywhere. I'm always listening to, like, podcasts, or I love audiobooks, but specifically I always preview them because I have to like the person's voice. And yeah. I know that might sound bratty, but like Rachel Hollis's voice is awesome. Marie mm-hmm. Forleo, like I feel like I listened to another one. Oh, I love Abby Wambach's book, Wolfpack. Mm. It's so good. So it's whoever has, like, a really good voice. And I know that's kind of like, but.
No, that makes sense. Yeah. If you're listening to it for an hour out of your day, like, it better be
yeah,
good.
Yeah, and, like, not if you annoying. Like their voice, I don't know. I just, like, it's so much easier to just, like, listen and be, like, and really, like, just kind of, like, let your brain soak in all the knowledge, because you actually, like, also are enjoying their voice and yeah. they're, like, entertaining.
Yeah.
So.
You're so efficient. Efficient queen.
I try.
You see Maddie bopping down Boyle's Street.
I know. She's listening to her audiobook. Yeah. Well, because you think about it, like, for Soul Cycle, I'm always listening to music. That's why I always joke, like, when I'm driving in my car, sometimes it's just silence.
Yeah.
Like, my brain is like, I just can't listen to one more song.
Yeah.
And, like, tap it out and be like, would this be a jog or, like, a run or yeah. what are we doing?
I know. I feel like you would constantly be thinking
it
that.
Is. Like, I can't even go shopping somewhere without, like, running to, like, I remember I was at Red Lantern once, and, like, there was some DJ playing, and I was, like, holding my phone up to the speaker. I was, like, standing on top of the bench, and I was like, Madison, what are you doing? Like, we're out of restaurant. I was like, I need this song. They were like, this is out of control. Yeah.
You, like, never turn
I was like
off
trying to Shazam
switch.
It.
You're like yeah. always finding yeah. new music. Yeah. You're like, what song is that?
I used to always Shazam at Forever 21. I don't know, like, what their playlist was, but it
they
was
had a good
insane.
One. Wait, yeah. I love that. Yeah. That's so funny. It was funny. I love that you said that you're happy about, I feel like it's the small things, because sometimes people are like, I'm so happy for my friends. But literally, if you're just like, I love my little cheesecake dates every week, like,
yeah.
that's so cute.
It can be super small things, too. And I mean, there's so many, it's kind of like when I'm saying, it's like when someone says, what are you grateful for? I always feel like sometimes it's just such a loaded question. Like, yes. I'm grateful for so many things. So to, like, pinpoint one specific thing, I always say, like, try to start small. So going back to, like, Rachel Hollis, I do that journal every morning, the Start Today journal, and that's, like, really helped me, because every day I write down 5 things that day I'm grateful for.
I love that.
And I used to really overthink it. I'd be like, it has to be this, like, overarching, like, super profound. Philosophical yeah. thing. And now I can literally wake up and just be like, I'm super grateful that my legs are not sore today. Like, yeah. I'm super grateful that I can walk down the street. You know what I mean? Like, it can be anything. So mm-hmm. just kind of just not making it as difficult or overthinking
yeah.
it.
Yeah. That reminds me of Arlen Moore. We were just talking about Arlen, but he's so into, like, manifestation and law of attraction.
He's so great.
He does that same thing every morning. He, like, fills out his journal yeah. what he's grateful for.
Yeah, he's the best. Yeah. And he's wise beyond his years.
Yeah, he really is.
yeah.
He's, like, really old inside.
yeah, it's great, though. I remember I saw him in Seaport, I think, and I just had so many things to say, and I, like, my head, like, kind of tilted, and I was like, who are you?
Yeah.
I have so many questions.
I describe him to everyone. I'm like, he's so unique. He's not like anyone you've, like, met before.
Yeah.
I never know how to describe
yeah,
him.
Yeah, no, I think that's pretty spot on.
We love you, Arlen.
We love
listening.
You.
But, okay, you guys had so many good questions for Maddie. Like, so many good ones. Like, there's even more that
there's
we won't
a lot.
Even be able to get to.
There's a lot.
But So she kind of talked about her brief story of becoming a soul instructor. I guess what, I don't know if we touched on, but like what made you want to, or when did you know, like after your first class, were you like, oh my gosh, I want to be up there teaching? Like what made
that was really not the plan. So coming from a corporate background, I mean, I just wanted to work at a fitness company. So I had worked front desk at Equinox through, I did a program for my last semester of senior year of college, and I was out in LA for it. So I interned for Ellen DeGeneres, actually, which is really funny.
That's so cool.
I know that could be a story in itself.
Side note, that's awesome. Like a podcast about Ellen.
Yeah, which was so cool, and I was super lucky because I just happened to like know the right person and send the right thing, and the timing was great. And while I was doing it in my last semester, I worked the front desk at Equinox, and that parlayed into kind of like knowing everybody in the gym space. And then the SoulCycle West Hollywood was literally in LA. It's like in this plaza where they're like across from each other. So there's a lot of just like cross-pollinization, I guess, if you will. That sounded like really weird and smart, but that's I don't know what else to describe it.
Yeah.
So when I had originally became a manager, I was thinking like, I'll manage the studios, I'll move up this as far as I can, and then maybe I can work marketing at corporate or whatever. And this is like before social media was like a thing. Like there was no Instagram.
That's so
or if
crazy.
There was, it was like, I tried to scroll back like to my very first picture. And even that was like, you know, when you had like the crazy dramatic filters with like the wild colors, and it was just like weird.
Like the square photo that you took on the
square photo.
App.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So like that barely even existed when I started. So like that wasn't even a job that I thought I could have, social media.
Yeah.
So just in the past like 5-6 years, like the whole playing field has changed.
Yeah.
Like the whole playbook has changed. So that was my original thing. And then I was riding so much, and I like just really liked it. I've always been super athletic. Like I cheered in college and my whole life. So it gave me that kind of same pump, and I like feed off that. So I started riding for different instructors and always riding podium, and people were like, you should do this, you should do this. And I was like, yeah, maybe I could. So that's what kind of like procured me to go to an audition and kind of go through the process of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember you saying you'd always ride for Laura Crago.
Yeah. And it's so funny because now Laura's in Boston, and it's just like so full circle that we've like followed each other from coast to coast, and both our stories are kind of like really wild and winding and turny. So that's really fun. Because her and I have been close for a while. But then, you know, I used to ride for Angela. I rode for David. I rode for Danielle McCleary. I mean, like, I would ride for anybody that I could. You know, like, that was just, like, what I loved to do. And then that kind of turned into, like, all these people being like, why don't you do it?
Yeah.
And I feel like once you hear something. Yeah, like, when someone tells you something over and over and over, your brain starts to kind of be like, wait. Okay, like, should I actually explore this? Yeah, exactly. So that's what kind of put the bug in my head.
I feel like I would be in my bedroom, and I would be, like, teaching to, like, everybody, like,
fake
people.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
The stuffed animals.
It's so weird when it's, like, fake people, or, like, the auditions are – well, the audition that I went on, the room was full because there were just so many people auditioning. But, yeah, I've definitely – I feel like it'd be so weird to do a mock audition. To like know people.
Was it so nerve-wracking in the beginning? I feel like I wouldn't be confident. I feel like I'd have to, like,
gain you're not confident. You're not confident at all. So that's the thing too. And I think something that I was actually driving, and I was like thinking about like what we were gonna talk about. And I was like, okay, I'm like, Gretchen, I have like, okay. And I was like driving my car, and I was just thinking about it because I knew that would come up. But I was even thinking about like you with your YouTube channel. It's like everybody sees how successful you are now, but they don't see like your first video.
Yeah.
So I was saying, like, as amazing and, like, blessed and grateful I am for the success I have now, like, my classes are selling out all the time, and it's, like, this – I've built this, like, beast of a thing. Like, people don't realize that when you first started, you taught to nobody, and, like, your class sucked. It's, like, you have to be willing to suck at the beginning.
Yeah.
It's just, like, learn to you have to, like, embrace that, because the only way that you can get better is by doing, like, the action of it. You can't sit around and theorize about how great your class is going to be. You have to, like, get in the room and do it.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing, I'm sure, about, like, making videos. Like, you just have to keep doing it over and over. And then you, yeah, they're painful. Like, you don't know all the shortcuts on, like, you know, Final Cut Pro or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. That scares me. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, no. Yeah. No. So I was thinking about that because I was like, yeah, like, of course you're going to be bad in the beginning. I'm like, I always joke now, like, I can't imagine. And I have a couple riders who have ridden with me. Like, I'll go back and they've been riding with me since like several turkey burns ago, or like several, you know, like you have these place markers where you look and you're like, oh my God, they were in my class last year. And I can only imagine that they're like, what is going on now?
Yeah.
I can't imagine. I mean, I don't know. Mm-hmm. They would have to tell me.
Yeah, like it's changed.
They would have
so
to
much.
Be like, yeah.
I know, if I were you, I'd ask the oldest rider, I'd be like, what do you think?
What do you, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
What do you feel now?
Yeah. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I never thought of it like that, but it's not like you jump into your first class, all of them are selling out, and you're like,
no.
This amazing God that's like,
no,
it's
not.
Like, no one's good.
It's super nerve wracking. You overthink everything. Like, you're trying to please everyone and everything. And it's hard because it is like, it is a super judgy thing. Like, it reminds me of, I mean, my background's like entertainment in Hollywood, and I would go on auditions there for dance and things like that. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing. It's like, it is, it's just like, you would think that SoulCycle is not necessarily judgy, but it is, because, like, you know, the way you look, the way you sound up there, like, your music strategy, like, everything is kind of, like, people think about that a lot.
That's so true. Like, in a way, like, I'm never going to a class being like, I'm going to judge the instructor, but when you're riding, it's like, you are thinking, like, how they sound, what music they're playing, how they're riding. Like, you're literally watching them and just, like, taking it all in, you know? Like, you have a million people just, like, watching you. And you have to, it's weird.
Yeah, and you, I think eventually just by doing it so much, so like a lot of times I get questions from indoor cycling instructors in other markets or other places that, you know, they're like, well, I only teach 4 times a week. And I was like, well, it's going to be a lot harder for you to like let go of a bad class or whatever because you're only doing it 4 times. Like this time a year ago, I remember 2 years ago because it was when I auditioned for Patriots Cheerleading, I was doing like, I think there were some weeks where I was teaching 4 classes a day and doing like 20 to 21 a week. Like, it was absurd. It was way too much.
Yeah.
But I think we were just like in an instructor deficit. We didn't have it. Like, someone called out sick. Whatever it was that made that happen. It's just like when you teach that many, like, you can't even think about one being bad. You're on to the next one.
Yeah.
You have to shake it off. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you're teaching like not that many a week, it might stick with you a little more.
Yeah.
Whereas I was like, okay, well, next one. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have a moment to like dwell on if one didn't hit right, because you have to focus on the next one being just as good, if not better.
Oh, that's so crazy. Yeah. Like, the turnaround.
And yeah.
I can't even imagine, like, making one playlist, I feel like, has got to be so hard. But it's like, wait, I can't only make one. I have to make, like, 4 for tomorrow. Like, that's so crazy.
And that, too, you just get better at. I mean, I remember playlists used to take me an hour to make, and now they take me, like, seconds, like, minutes to make. And you save a lot of them, so you always have them. The way I make playlists, which I don't know if other people do this, I kind of do this, like, Tetris thing where I just copy and paste it into, like, a new playlist. And then I just start slotting in different songs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if I really love a flow or a feel, I'll just copy it. And then I'm like, okay, what could I switch out to make this seem like a whole new playlist?
Yeah.
And that has been super helpful. But again, that's just something you learn as you go, like the ropes.
Because I feel like I've never been to a class where I'm like, oh, this is the same playlist you used yesterday. You know, like, it's always different.
I also feel like I used to feel so much pressure about that, but then I started talking to, like, different people. They're like, I literally have no idea what you played yesterday. And I'm like, that's crazy, because I used to stress so hard over that, and you can't even remember the first song.
I feel like I might remember the first, the last, like, one that stuck out to me. But most of the time, like, the riders black out in there, too.
I mean, I black out, too.
We're all just trying to keep up.
Just blackness all over the place. Like, just don't know what's going on. Yeah, so once I started to talk to people and they said that, I was like, okay, you can stop stressing.
Yeah, I feel way less stressed about this. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so interesting, because I know people were asking about playlists too, but this is a good question. Do you have tips and advice for people that want to be a soul instructor?
Yes. So if that is in your realm of what you want to do, I always say, like, the more you can ride, the better.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that can be tough because expenses, right? But I always think too, like, don't just ride at SoulCycle. Like, if that doesn't work for you, like, ride at something else comparable around you. So if you're in Boston, you can ride at Bespoke, you can ride at Handlebar, you can ride at Turnstile. Like, I mean, there, I probably don't even know all the ones. Revved.
Yeah.
There's so many different places, and you just need to, like, acquire the strength and the skill, and then anything can be molded into whatever you want it to be. I think a common mistake I see happen is people will like an instructor and they think, like, they have to be that instructor mm-hmm. in order to become a SoulCycle instructor. And it's like, we're all, I think of us all as like X-Men, like we all have different superpowers.
Yeah.
And you have to figure out what yours is and like why you're valuable to the like, to like, you know, the place as a whole, whether it be mm-hmm. you want to work at Soul, you want to work at Bespoke, wherever you want to work. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, if you want to help people, that's awesome. Then you can work anywhere. If you want to specifically only be an instructor at SoulCycle, like that's a different kind of beast to tackle.
Yeah, that's so true that all of you are so different. Like every class is so different based on the instructor, I would say. Like yeah. it's crazy how different the experience is. Obviously, like the layout's similar, like yeah. it's still SoulCycle, but it's like, I know if I want to like die laughing, I'll go to Johnny.
Oh my God, me too. You know? I threw a weight in Johnny's class. Okay, so I was riding on sidebar and I can't remember his name. He's so sweet. He rides with Johnny all the time. I want to say his name is like Mike or Matt or something. This was yeah. a while back, but Johnny, yeah. like I can't even sit in his class without like, like I have to stop because yeah. I'm laughing so yeah. hard. And we were doing weights or something. He was like, yes, Barbie. I was just being silly.
Yeah.
And I like dropped my weights and it was this whole scene. But yeah, everybody is so different and so unique. I think like the biggest, the thing that bothers me the most is when people are like, oh, like I don't like that person or like this person is whatever. It's like, they're just not for you because yeah. everybody is so great. Mm-hmm. It just like maybe you don't like their music style or like their voice or mm-hmm. what they have to say. But I think like across the board, like everybody is amazing.
I agree.
In their own
way. It bothers me so much too when I have friends that'll be like, yeah, some people will be like, this instructor is easy, this instructor is hard. I'm like, it is literally as hard as you make it. These people that you're saying are easy, yeah. if I go in there and turn up your resistance, exactly. it's not going to be easy anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It is so circumstantial. Yeah. Like, I feel the same way. So I just always – and I like riding with everybody. And that is always my goal, like, especially here. I think I have to ride with, like, Daniel and Lane and a couple – I think they're the last two I need to ride with. Mm-hmm. I'm riding with everybody else. You would love Lane. Yeah.
He has the best, like, remixes.
The sweetest human being, yeah. too. He's – I feel like whenever I cross over with him, he's like, hello, beautiful. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, so I can't even walk out of this office. My head is so big.
Yeah.
Like, he's just so sweet. So. Yeah. Yeah, that'll be really fun. But I think everybody is, like, amazing in their own way. It's just, like, what – vibe you like.
Yeah, they all have their own superpowers.
Yeah, everybody has their own, and like that's what makes the team like so great, and that's what makes the market so powerful and strong is like if you have just a bunch of different people with like all different kind of genres or different feelings.
Yeah,
because then you have so many options. It's mm-hmm. like if everybody was the same, it would just be like a cookie cutter whatever class, and it would get super boring. So mm-hmm. I think that's also like where Soul is successful with
yeah
that.
I so agree because everyone, yeah. you're right, like everyone is so unique. And if I wanted to be instructor and be like, I'm just going to be Maddie, like I can't be Maddie. Maddie's already Maddie, you know?
Exactly. And I've seen people get into that like trouble when they go to audition and they think they have to be a certain person. It's like, we already have.
Like we know like, that you're trying to be James.
Or like James. We already have a James. We don't yeah. need another James Lewis. We need, you know, we need a Gretchen. You know yeah. what I mean? So it has to be so uniquely you. And if you can figure out your voice and just be a strong rider and positive and add so much value, then like then you're not going to be overlooked. You're yeah. definitely going to be a contender.
Yeah. That just made me think. So when you went into like instructor training and everything, did it take you more than once to audition, or did you just audition once and you like made it in? Because I know so many people now yeah. say they audition like three times, like it takes a while.
Yeah. So I feel like I probably had a little bit of an advantage because I was a studio manager, so I could also yeah. I could ride on shift. There were like certain perks I had that other people didn't. But
you got to ride more than other people.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, and I was at the studio all the time. Like, I knew how mm-hmm. it worked. I knew the ins and outs of Soul, which was also part of my tactic, right? Because my goal was at some point to move to corporate. But I was like, okay, I just need to get in with this company mm-hmm. and then I can go wherever I want. And that's yeah. always been like the way my brain works. It's like, I just have to get in and prove myself.
Get my foot in the door.
Yeah. And yeah. then like, I got you. Like mm-hmm. if I get you in the room, like I can figure it out. Mm-hmm. So that was always the thing. And like, you know, I'm working the desk and spraying, like some people are like above spraying shoes. I remember I was like, you know, I was cleaning toilets and like scrubbing the showers and mm-hmm. like grouting things. I'm sure like some of you don't even know what grout is. Like, you know what I mean? There was, yeah. it's not sexy. And mm-hmm. it wasn't sexy. There's a lot of the job that is really just kind of gross. And that's also why I just think it's so important, like the establishment as a whole, like from the front desk to the cleaning staff and the managers and like everything. It's just, it's such like a perfect ecosystem and mm-hmm. everything ebbs and flows so perfectly. But like they're really the rock stars of how the whole beast is run.
I know. I always, whenever I walk out, every time I'm like, thank you so much. Yeah, I appreciate it. So, like everyone say thank you to the staff because they do so much and they're so sweet and they're always there to help you.
Yeah.
And if you feel lightheaded, they're, you know what I mean?
They got you. They bring you a snack or something. Yeah. So that for me, I got through on my first attempt. And I think that was partially due to just the fact that I was a strong rider from riding all the time and the relationships I created.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Cause now I know everyone's like, don't get discouraged. Like it took me three times.
No. And I think
whatever.
Also too, like they want to see how bad you want it. Like,
like if you're going to audition once, not make it and just like go
and
home
just,
and
like, go
pack
home.
Up.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think about it like a lot of different things. Like, I guess the story that I could tell that I feel like I've told on my own podcast with Soul, like even to get the management position, like I went on dozens of interviews. Mm-hmm. I like tried to come back to Boston and be a manager. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I got to work for this company. I went on like a shadow day where I thought I had the job in Beverly Hills as a manager and I didn't get it. Mm-hmm. And I had to go back and like, I had to go find a job or else I was going to have to like go home with my tail between my legs to Rhode Island.
Yeah.
And I took another like marketing job. I was like at a different PR and marketing firm. And like I was there for 6 months and it was awful. I talked about that and I got like let go. And then I went back and I went on several more interviews and I finally got the position. But like if I had just given up, I would not even be like – Soul wouldn't even like be in my like stratosphere right now.
Yeah. That's so crazy. That's such a good lesson for everyone to learn.
Well, yeah. It's
keep
like,
working at it.
It comes down to like how bad you want it, I think. And I just – I was like, I have to work for, there's only certain companies in the fitness space. Like this is pre-Barry's. This is pre all boutique fitness. Like Soul was the only boutique fitness studio. So it was like, you either are going to work at Equinox or you're going to work at SoulCycle Max.
Yeah.
So.
I love that. Yeah. You work so hard to get to where you are.
Yeah. It's weird though. I always joke because, like, I'm 31 and I know that's not, like, quote-unquote old, but I think it's so interesting. Like, it's always when I sit down and start talking about it, I'm like, wait, you have done so much.
Yeah.
And it's really – it's like anything else. Hindsight's 20/20, but I feel like once in a while – like, I'm not big about, like, looking back or, like, living in the past, but I think once in a while, like, glancing your rear view and being like, wow, you've come really far and, like, patting yourself on the back is okay, too.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Okay. Next question. Do you have suggestions for getting over anxiety about taking a spin class or just feeling uncomfortable? Like, a lot of people, I feel like, are just nervous to go to their first class. They need, like, the push to get there.
Yeah. I always say, like, go with a friend. That's a huge joke of mine. I'm always like, did you get dragged by a friend? Because I feel like... Yeah. I mean, you can 100% go alone. Like, I can think of a million things I've done by myself, and I was just like, I'm going. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, obviously, the room creates anxiety. It's dark. It's loud. The lights are on and off, and everybody knows every, like, little curated, perfected move and all the cues and stuff. And I always joke with people, it's their first time, and I say this to my dad. I'm trying to get my dad to come to SoulCycle. He still hasn't taken my class yet. I feel like I'll cry. Like, won't even be able to keep it together.
I want to ride next to him.
Literally. But I always, my dad jokes, he's like, you just got to, like, survive your first one, because it's going to be a bunch of moves, and that everything's going to be new. But again, that just goes back to, like, are you willing to be a beginner?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you willing to, like, suck for a little bit and then get good at it? Yeah. It's like anything else. I think as we get older, we abandon, like, when we're little, we don't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you get older, like, it's like you don't want to do things that you're not good at.
Yeah, you, like, worry and there's other people. Yeah.
Yeah, and you just have to get over it and be like, I'm just going to do this for me, and that's the way it's going
to
be.
That's such a good tip, to bring a friend, because they obviously make it way more, like, comfortable in a situation that you're both, like, new
in. Or if you're both new, you can just, like, laugh about it in the back and be like, what is happening here?
I dragged Luisa to her first class. I didn't even believe
it. That's insane.
Because now Luisa's, like, soul queen. She sat in the very back corner, and it took me, like, months to get her to come, and I brought her to Luisa's. What was that movie? It was like a soundtrack for a movie that we loved. Is it Star is Born?
The Greatest Showman?
Greatest Showman.
Yeah.
Yes. And it was Lisa's Greatest Showman class. And Louisa was like, that was so hard. I like kind of hated it, but I really liked the music. But like Lisa was really cool. And she just like started coming because of that.
That's crazy.
And like now to see where she is.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like you gotta, I think it goes back to that. Like maybe the theme is like you have to like, I always say like embrace the suck because like that's just inevitable. It's like if I went to go like I've been wanting to like go back into dance and like I'm going to have to suck it up and go to like a beginner ballet class and just own the fact that like I'm starting over and I'm a beginner.
Yeah.
But for some reason that like makes us like it's like almost like you have to drop the ego at the door and just be willing to be new and be a beginner again.
I remember my first three classes, I think I hated it. And then I was like
you're like, I think I didn't want to go back.
I was like, I really don't like this. And I think I didn't know that you could take the resistance off to just like make it easier. Like I was just really pushing myself and struggling.
I've had a couple of guys that have done that where I like go over their bike and I'm like, wait, you know you can like
take it off so you can like
they like have the wheel up all the way, they're like dying in the back and I'm like, what is happening back there?
Me. My first class is in Montauk and I was like, what is this crazy place?
I haven't done like, anything at the barn or in Montauk. That's my like biggest and last Soul Cycle goal is to teach at the barn.
It's so fun.
And in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
So cross our fingers.
But I embraced the suck in the beginning. Yeah. Like you said, I was so bad, but it took me a while and finally you like get the rhythm of it and then you're like, oh, I can like hit the faster songs if I just, you know?
Totally.
So I feel like you get it eventually, but that's a good tip to go with a friend. Tip. I like that. What do you think is one of the biggest mistakes that riders make in class?
Biggest mistakes? Oh, I got one. So I don't think of anything as like a mistake. You can't really, there's no way you can fail. So like a thing I always say is like the only way you can fail at anything in life is if you quit.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest mistake that people make is they're not willing to like communicate or show up or like yell. Like I don't like when my class is quiet. Like
you hate it.
I'm like, if you're gonna be here. But I also know like sometimes it needs to be a safe space where you can like cry or like you're going through something. But at the same time, I just feel like your willingness to connect with other humans is like why you come to Soul Cycle. And I actually like it's so funny. I commented on like a LinkedIn thing because there's this whole notion now of virtual, you know, Peloton and like virtual working out. And I think that's great. But at the same time, you're never going to feel the same way you feel inside those four walls. And I will take that to the grave
with me.
It is just so different, especially when you have a class where everybody is like screaming and everyone knows each other and like is championing each other. It's almost like you feel like you're back. For me, coming from a background of sport, like I feel like I'm a part of a team again. And I love that because when else as an adult can you feel like that? I mean, maybe some careers and some jobs where you have like a really good job culture, but for the most part, it's like we're all running around like lone wolves as adults and it feels so good to like be a part of it. So like my whole thing is like, I wouldn't say it's necessarily a mistake, but like, don't be shy, like lean into the fact that it could be a little weird or you might have to shake someone's hand and God forbid we look up from our phone and like look someone in the eye and connect. Right.
Yeah.
So that's what I say. I'm like, embrace the whole experience. Like I always say like, get someone else's name, like shake someone's hand. Like really, if you're going to be here. Yeah. And I think I've said that a lot. And I wouldn't say it's really like a mistake, but I'd say like,
it's just something you're like missing out on. Like
You're just missing out on this whole other thing. And there's so much opportunity in that room to also connect with someone that you have no idea could change your life. Like everybody's at different stages of their lives. There's people that own companies, there's doctors, there's like just everything. It's like you have no idea what that connection could do to change your life.
Yeah. I feel like I used to come to classes in Boston. I would just like get in, get out, not look at anyone, be on my phone, like zip right out. And then I started realizing I'm like, I see Amy, for example, in every class. Like, why don't I know her name?
Yeah.
You know? And then it's like meeting people or even someone like that's right next to you, behind you is like, it was so nice following you. Like, you did so great. I'm like, oh my gosh, you just made my day.
Yeah. And I think
just like talking with everyone is so special.
It is. And something, wait, you just made me think of something. Oh, I've yelled this in class before. I was like, you probably have more in common with the people around you in SoulCycle than you do with some of your closest friends or people in your inner circle. Because mm-hmm. if you're showing up in that room several times a week and so is X, Y, and Z around you, then clearly you have a lot in common.
That's so true.
And it's like, just like connect, like mm-hmm. be willing and open to actually being like, hello, how are you?
Yeah, I know. And I feel like the days that there's like, say like an old man next to me riding and I'm like, you did so amazing. Like, that was so great. If I'm ever like talking to someone, it's like so fun. Yeah. It, like, it makes it that much
it
better.
It does. It really does. And like, I think, yeah, like when else can you just connect with all different people from like all different backgrounds, walks of life, like different career choices? It's like, when else would you do that?
Yeah. And it's so true. It really does remind you of like being on a team. And I feel like any adult or someone like coming out of college, say you were like yeah. sports or high school, it's like you're in the adult world and you're like, I miss that. Like, that's like missing.
Yeah, you don't have that anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was my biggest thing when I graduated college and like I was no longer cheering and I was like, wait, like.
Now what? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird.
You kind of are a cheerleader up there. You're cheering everyone
it
on.
It helped. Like, it definitely, I'm sure, plays into like what I do now.
Yeah. It's like so encouraging. You're the energizer.
The energizer bunny.
Okay. This says, so I feel like this kind of reminds me, I thought when I said biggest mistake, you were going to say, oh, like someone with bad form or not like pulling their hips back. Whenever I see people with their hips like up on the handlebars, I just want to like push their butt back.
I know. And you have to like, I mean, you have to use your best discretion. Like, I always like go around and like you do what you can. But at the end of the day, you also don't want to be that person. Like, there's nothing I can't stand more than when I like go take a class somewhere and I'm new and like the instructor comes over and like is constantly on me. I'm like, listen, I'm just trying to friggin' survive this. Yeah. And like, this is hard
for me.
Yeah,
I don't need you like yelling at me.
Yeah. Or like, I'll go take like, I don't even have like a really good example. But if it's just like something totally out of my wheelhouse and I'm like, I'm just like, I'm a beginner. Like, so please don't like check my form like 5,000 times. Yeah. Cause like now I feel like shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like literally.
Yeah. This one says, how do I activate my core and my glutes on the bike? Just like riding with proper form.
Yeah. Riding with proper form and making sure your settings are correct. So I think that's again, like going back to, are you willing to be a beginner? Like raise your hand and say, I am new. I need help. Because I feel like a lot of times people are afraid to like, that like to raise their hand and say like, I'm new. And like all I want to do, and I say that all the time, I'm like, well, I just want to help you get on your bike properly so you can do all the things to the best of your ability. Yeah. Otherwise, like, why are we here? Like, truly.
Yeah.
So I think also you can just be purposeful with like the way you're engaging your muscles. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like I can ride on a hill and not be using my core, but I also can ride on a hill and be using my core if I'm like thinking about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think like bringing awareness to it, but I think proper setup is like super, super key.
Yeah.
Like whenever I see someone with their handlebars too high and they're like pitching their back, it's like you're just opening all this. Like, I wish you guys could see me right now, but you can't. Yeah. You're like just kind of like letting your whole like core splay open and all of that's just going to dump into your lower back.
And your lower back hurts because it's like all arch.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think like proper setup is super key and being like, hey, I need help. Or like if you've been riding for a while and you're like, hey, could I adjust my seat? Like sometimes moving it up a little or back like makes the world of a difference.
Yeah. That's why when I always bring new people, I always make the soul staff come in with them. I'm like, even if you're embarrassed, they're going to make it so that you're set up just how you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to set it up wrong for you. Like, you know?
Yeah. I think people get so nervous when I'm like, all right, is anybody new? I'm like, what do you think I'm going to do? Like, come over and bite you? Like, I'm just like, what?
Like, it's okay.
What is this? Yeah, yeah. And I think it just goes back to people being scared to say like, I'm new. Like, I'm trying something different. And it's like, lean into that. Like, like you got to like, dance in the nerves a little bit and be willing to do that.
Yeah. I feel like at one point I just realized that my bike had never been like set up for me. I literally would ride with my seat on like a 2.
That's crazy.
How did I even do that?
I don't know.
Like my knees are probably bent up to my chin. I know.
Well, that's the other thing too. So like as it is like, okay, we want you to have like a great workout and stuff like that. If you're not riding with the proper settings, like the word I'm thinking of. Like, it's just, like, doing yourself a disservice because you could also hurt yourself.
Yeah. It's so difficult. Now, if it's ever off at all, I feel it, like, immediately.
Well, something that happens to me a lot lately is, like, I don't know why. I don't know if I'm just, like, not – screwing my seat in tight enough, my, like, the depth of my seat will, like, start to progressively go back during class. And then at one point I'll tap back and, like, I literally the seat almost, like, impales me and I'm like, something's wrong. And, like, it's so hard when you're teaching if anything goes wrong on your bike because you have to, like, act super smooth and, like, get off and, like, try to fix it. But then sometimes it'll be, like, it's always during, like, a really fast run or something I can't get off. And I'm like, great, I'm just going to perish here.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to deal with
it. I'm just going to, like, have to figure it out. I'm just floating. My seat is gone. Like, so
I know that must be scary as an instructor. If, like, anything goes wrong, I would be terrified.
Well, I mean, you're responsible for 60 people in the room. So I think sometimes, like, people think that, and it is, it's a super awesome job and it's amazing. And, like, I'm never knocking that, but it's also like, you have a lot of responsibility. There's 60 humans in the room that are, like, looking to you for inspiration, for advice, for all the things. And, like, you also have to, like, have eyes on people. Like, is someone's going to pass out in the corner? Like, you just never – you just never know. And, like, that also takes time to realize. Like, if you're brand new, you have no, like – grasp on it yet.
Yeah.
Whereas if you've been doing it for a while, you're like, I mean, I can spot someone immediately if they're gonna, like, pass out or something. Like, it's just, I also think it's just like being, I don't know, a good human.
Yeah. I always think how it's like, I mean, I'm sure now it's like all comes so easily to you, but I always think, like, sometimes I feel like I can barely keep up with a class and I'm not speaking and I'm not doing the lights and I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm like, how are they up there writing every song while talking and doing the lights, making sure the music's
good. It's a circus act.
Making sure Gretchen's good in the corner. You know what I mean?
It's so much. So there's so many moving trains when you're in there, and I agree. And I always joke, like, I mean, I think tomorrow I have, like, a Throwback Thursday ride or something, but whenever I have a ride where you can sing, I always encourage people to sing. And it's so funny because they're like, oh my God, it's so hard when you sing. And I'm like, welcome to my world. Because you talk the whole time.
It is way harder when you sing.
Yeah. So I... Yeah, like, and that's the thing, too, I think, going back to, like, oh, I want to be an instructor. It's like, you can ride the bike. Like, I used to ride, like, 4 times a day, easy peasy.
I remember you saying that in a class.
But then teaching it,
so different.
Different ball game.
Yeah.
Because your brain's in 100 million different places while being physical. So the physical part is, like, what I would consider the easy part.
Yeah.
And then it's like, where's my brain at? Where's so-and-so at? What, this person's doing something weird in the corner. Like, oh my God. Or, like, someone's doing something they shouldn't do over there. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's when it starts to become, like,
I can't even imagine. When I ride, I space out and I don't hear the music. I don't see anything that's going on. So if I had to, like, focus on the class, I don't even know. Like, that's so hard.
Yeah, I think that's another thing that happens too is, like, people can be, like, amazing riders and then they go to audition and they get up there and they're like deer in the headlights.
That would be me. I would be like, wait, I'm just
riding. But I think that also is why people have to audition multiple times because, like, they didn't get a good run around the first time.
Yeah.
Like,
they have, like, to, like, figure it out and be like, wait, teaching is so different than just riding all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Like, seriously.
Okay, this is a good one. How do you build a following for your classes, even with the fitness, I think, like, world just being so saturated? That's a good question.
So for me, I think that I created a community truly around, I really went after it with my Instagram. So I think I've said this before, like, when I was in training, you know, I was a great rider, but I wasn't, like, the biggest or the strongest. I didn't have the best music. Like, I was like, how am I going to connect with these people? So I really worked on relationships. And some people aren't willing to do that, and that's fine. But I think more so now than ever, like, if you don't connect with people outside of the studio and, like, do some of the coffee dates and do the things and remember the birthdays and get, like, you know, it's just, like, the super small things, like we were saying, that really matter to people. I think if you're not going that extra step, then it's going to be really tough to build a community and build a following.
Yeah. You're so good with that, because I love that, like, people, I feel like the best part of when you, like, connect with a soul instructor is, like, following them on Instagram, and I can see what your life is outside of SoulCycle, and your stories at Cheesecake, and your stories, like, talking about your class, or even if you're just posting your schedule, it's like, we always get reminded of you and where we can find you, and it's like, that's so helpful, instead of if there was, like, no Instagram from Maddie, just, like, having to find your schedule on SoulCycle, like, it's so different.
Out of sight, out of mind, right? So if you're constantly at the forefront of people's mind, like, And that's also why a lot of times too, like I'll joke with people, I'm always at Barry's, I'm at SLT, I'm like, I try to go boxing, I try to do all the things, I'm constantly trying to go to different events and speak on panels, because the more you do, like more is more. Mm-hmm. So when I go to Barry's and I see five riders in there that I haven't seen in a while, all of a sudden I'll see them in class that week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're just like, oh, Maddie. You're at the forefront of their brain. Mm-hmm. So it is like really, it's you can't just come and teach and leave.
Yeah.
It is so much more than just like your 45 minutes.
Yeah. Like you have to connect with people outside of our
own. You have to. And you have to like know how to do that. Otherwise, like you're really, I think you would really struggle.
Mm-hmm. That's a good tip for them. Because I know. Good tip. Because I know that the fitness industry and just world, obviously, like boutique fitness is so saturated. So it's like, obviously, you have to set yourself apart.
How do you set yourself apart from everybody else?
Yeah. This is good. What does your daily diet look like as a soul instructor? What does Maddie eat in a day?
Oh, my God. Okay, so what I eat. So I have to be honest. I definitely don't have the best diet. I love Dunkin'. Y'all know that.
Wait, there's a question. Y'all, what's your Dunkin' order? Okay, and I was like, this is so on brand.
So I get a medium iced coffee with one pump of caramel swirl and a little bit of almond milk every morning. And when it's made perfect, like, I think, like, the doves fly out. Yeah. Like, it's like, whoa! Yes, best day ever! And that is far and few between, because, like, it is Dunkin', you know?
You never know what you're going to get.
Like, sometimes I'm like, I just don't understand how this could taste so bad right now. But I'm so brand loyal to them. It's, like, ruins ridiculous. Your morning. You know, now I just go to the next one and buy another one, like a full another coffee. Like, but actually I've been really better about going in and being like, can you please change this? Like, I spend so much money here. My accountant was like, Madison. I was like, it's the one thing that I like, will it's not. A priority. It's just like for me. Yeah. Like, I was actually thinking about giving up Dunkin' for Lent, and I was like, I
absolutely not.
Like, it'll ruin everything for everyone, including myself. So no. That's that. So it just depends. Like, I have been eating like a Luna bar before class lately. I like the nuts over chocolate. I'm such a creature of habit, like literally every morning. Then like lunch, I either do like rice or chicken or like a turkey wrap or something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm always trying to snack because my biggest problem is calories. Like, you don't realize how much you're burning. I actually didn't realize how much I was burning, and I'm not like a huge advocate for like Apple Watches and Whoops and things like that, actually, even though I wear a Whoop, just because I have like a background of like becoming very obsessive with that. Like, coming from dance and cheerleading, it's really tough to like not go back to that. Like, I need to do more. I need to be like thinner. I need to – that's just always in the forefront. Or something I think I'm just going to have to battle forever, because that's just, like, where I was back then.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, there are days where I'm burning almost 3,000 calories. So think about that. Like, as a human, you need, like, 2,000. Yeah. But I'm burning 3,000. Yeah. So I need to be eating, like, 4,000 calories. Mm-hmm. I weigh, like, 110 pounds. Like, people want me to eat basically, like, a huge man. Yeah. And it's hard because, like, you have to, like – think about riding the bike. I have to be very selective about my food and like what doesn't bother my stomach.
Yeah.
So it really is very touch and go. And I feel like some people are probably super dialed into their diet. Mm-hmm. I think if I got better on it, I would probably be a lot better of a performer. But it hasn't been a priority for me.
Yeah.
Like, that might be bad, but I do the best I can. Like, mm-hmm. it's not like I eat like crap all day. Mm-hmm. And then I usually, like, have, like, a good dinner. Like, I'll have sushi or, like, pasta. I'm a big pasta person, which is tough.
Yeah.
But, love pasta. Like, I go to Italy, like, every night. It's really bad.
But also, you, like, so need bad. That. And also, like, if you can – and you need all these calories, it's, like, you might as well.
Yeah, but that's why I'm, like, it's really hard for me to give. And I always say that. Like, if people are looking for specific, like, dietary advice and stuff, I'll send them to, like, a friend of mine who's better at that, because that's just, like, not my wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. And, like, even I don't, like, yesterday, well, I gave up cookies for Lent. So, like, I ate 5 Thin Mints. I ate, like, all this stuff yesterday. but, like, you know, the average person can't eat that every day because they're not burning that much, if depending on what their goal is.
Yeah.
So I'm not the best for eating stuff. Mm-hmm.
But I also think – I feel like you've, like, mentioned that in the past.
I've said it so many times. Because it's, like, the number one question when it comes to health and fitness. And I'm, like, I'm really just not the – the like staple. What do I think? The exemplary. Like, I'm yeah. not the example.
Yeah.
I'm like the exception.
Yeah. And I feel like you could also get like so dialed in and spend like way more hours a week like thinking about it and like meal prepping and having your sweet potatoes.
That's just not for me.
Yeah. But if it's like, also, it's like if you have to think about it too much, it can get like crazy and obsessive and just like too much.
Yeah. And I think that like if I had a goal, like when I was doing like Patriots cheerleading, or like if I was gonna do like a fitness competition, or if I had a specific dialed in goal, then I would be like, okay, like maybe I do have to meal prep. Maybe I have to do this, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But for where I'm at right now, it's just like, how do you show up and teach 2 to 3 classes a day and like mm-hmm. perform and feel good and to the best of your yeah. ability?
Honestly, it's kind of nice working out so much. That just reminds me back in the day when I would row, like we would just eat whatever yeah. we wanted.
You could eat whatever you want.
And I didn't think
like,
about it.
I'm like afraid for what's going to happen post SoulCycle career.
Yeah.
Like, am I going to be obese? Probably. No.
But maybe. It's weird because
maybe
when me and my sister stopped rowing, like your appetite doesn't change right as you stop working out.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
So we were like, hold on.
You're like, wait, I can't just like house.
Eat an entire pizza.
There you have these cookies in Weston called Rosie's Cookies and like they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just like love cookies. I don't know how I'm going to survive the next like couple months. Is it like 47 days or something?
Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah, no, I know I can do it. It's the only thing that's hard for me to give up.
Yeah, so that's a good thing to give up.
No, it is. It's gonna be hard. I don't. I love cookies.
Yeah, you do.
I really do.
I'm gonna make you like healthy banana oat ones or something.
Yeah, like make me like something that's not a cookie.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wait, that reminds me. I need to make you. We make this chocolate chip banana bread.
Yeah, no, I want it.
That's vegan and gluten free.
I'm in. Is like that cheating?
It's basically maybe I can have a salad.
On a Sunday. I have it on a Sunday.
It's like all maple syrup. It's so good.
Perfect. Perfect. That sounds good. Just can't be like a thin mint.
Yeah. Banana bread doesn't count. Okay, this is similar. Someone was like, what's a really good like pre-soul, post-soul thing to eat? So you think like a bar is good before?
For me, I have a really bad stomach and I feel like I've been pretty open about that like all the mm-hmm. time. So like a half an hour before Seoul, I always eat, especially in the morning, I just have a Luna bar. And I was the same way when I used to ride up, like for Angela, I remember in LA, mm-hmm. like I would pull in and I would only, and I'm like such a creature of habit, like I would only eat the blueberry Lara bar.
Yeah.
And, like, I had to have, like, the blueberry Lara bar. And then I was like, I can ride Angela's podium.
Now
like,
I'm
it's
ready.
Good. And, like, I'm the same way now. Like, the nuts over chocolate is, like, my jam in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's just become, like, it's staple. Like, I know, like, I always say, like, works. It's not, like, it's not going to make my stomach upset. Yeah. Nothing, like, weird's going to happen. Because, mm-hmm. Like, that's also, like, a huge fear in the room. Like, yeah. that I'm going to, like, something crazy is going to happen with my body.
Yeah.
So that's been, like, my best friend of mm-hmm. of late.
And then after, are you, like, hungry right away?
Or? I'm usually not hungry right away.
Yeah.
Unless I sometimes, like, think you've probably been in a class at night where I'm like, I'm starving.
Yeah.
I've, like, yelled that yeah. in the room. Just, like, almost out of my stomach or growling and running. I'm like, I'm going to die. But that's usually because, like, I didn't take care of myself that day. Or I taught, like, yeah. too close together. Or there was, like, some sort of subbing situation.
Mm-hmm.
I usually, like, so, like, for the mornings, like, if I'm teaching, like, the 7 or 9:30, like probably like an hour or so later I get super hungry.
Yeah,
but I'm usually not hungry like immediately after. But that's not to say if you're starving right after, like go feed yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like wait an hour, because I'm like, I wait an hour. Yeah. But after,
like, I feel like I wait to get hungry too, because I feel like I'm still in like workout mode and I'm like, whoa, like I'm not even ready to like
but eat drink food a yet. Ton of water. Like I yeah. try to drink a ton of water. I have like all these different, like I like the drip drops and like electrolytes.
Mm-hmm.
All my friends like do Arbonne, so I'm like constantly getting, I'm like, just like buy me whatever you can and I'll yeah. like drink it if it's like post workout stuff. Yeah.
Pedialyte.
Yeah, I love grape. Pedialyte is the best. That's mm-hmm. what I tell you, the grape. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't like grape, though. They think it's, like,
grape's
sick.
The best. I have a bunch of grape. I'll give you some grape.
And I like the packets, too. Those are clutch, because then you don't have to carry around, like, that big jug and yeah. look like a baby.
I know. It was, like, game changer when I found about the packet.
Yeah. Yeah, the packets are awesome.
And I like watering it down more. I like doing more yes. water than it says.
So it's not, like,
too sweet and like
sometimes
so much.
It tastes like it's like medicine.
Yeah,
like the consistency of like cough,
it's like
syrup.
Syrup.
Yeah, yes. Syrup.
Yes,
literally.
Okay, that's a good tip. Don't eat something that is gonna like hurt your stomach. Don't eat the full sweet green.
Don't eat sweet green right before class. Like I feel like 99% of the time, if people throw up in class, it's because they ate sweet green right before. Or this happened the other day. Someone had a full juice press smoothie before my class, and I was like.
Yeah, no. Like, eat juice prize and sweet green after.
Yes.
That's always good for after.
So, like, a little, I always think of, like, all, like, a food that's, like, not going to be, like, blah, 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 blah in your stomach. Like, yeah. A bar is, like, or, like, nuts or things that are, like, or, like, rice is one thing I'll do quick sometimes. Like, mm-hmm. a little bit of white rice or brown rice. So, like, a quick carb.
Yeah.
But not, like, a full big meal.
A full or anything. Salad
or, like, hummus. Like a smoothie. Like, think about it. Think of, like, a boat. Like, it's, like, just churning in your yeah. stomach. You know what I mean? Like, what yeah. do you think's going
to
happen?
Yeah.
Like,
I know. I always say to people before Soul in the morning, I can't not eat anything or else I, like, pass out. Mm. I always have to have a bar. Or even if I'm not that hungry, like, half a bar.
Half a bar. Banana, or a bite. Or
half
something.
A banana. Yeah.
I don't understand how people, like, the whole thing of, like, fasted cardio, I think is just dumb. Like, you're just being dumb.
Some people that don't eat before, I don't understand.
Especially Soul Cycle. Like, if you're at a gym or something and, like, maybe you can control what's going on, but I think, like,
I think I could do yoga without eating.
Maybe. But no, Soul? I wouldn't.
Like, my heart rate's so high and I'm, like, working in there.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't mess with that. Yeah. No, thank you.
So eat, but
you're, like,
too
setting
much.
Yourself up for disaster. Yes,
literally. This is an interesting one. What do you think people's biggest misconceptions about you as a Soul instructor would be?
My gosh, I have no idea. I really don't know. Like, a misconception. I wish they gave an example.
I feel like, if I'm just thinking in general, I feel like I just see all of you as, like, literally up on a pedestal, and I'm like, they're not even humans. Like, how do
oh
they
my God, we're so human.
Teach 20 classes a week and, like, have energy and have a social life and are on Instagram? Like, how do you
oh
do
Oh my God,
all?
You don't. And I feel like I'm, like, really
something's
vocal about
it.
Yeah, like, something's going to give. Like, I'm very vocal about that, especially on my own podcast and, like, in my class and just in life. Like, I am not a superhero. Like, I'm not made of Teflon. And, like, I definitely mm-hmm. have those times where I'll push myself too hard and my body's like, see you later, girl.
Mm-hmm. I remember your back, like, last year.
That was during Patriots. My yeah. back went out.
Was that 2 years ago now?
Yeah, 2 years ago. So, like,
and
you definitely.
It's so frustrating.
It's so frustrating because it's your job, you know? Mm-hmm. This isn't just a hobby. Like, this is your career. This is your livelihood. So, yeah. It's a completely different ballgame when you're injured, when you don't feel 100%. Like, it is grueling. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I've been sick a few times. I've had, like, sinus mm-hmm. infections and things. Like, teaching with a sinus infection, like, you actually, like, want to die. Yeah. It's, like, your head. Like, I remember I grabbed, like, one of the staff wrote in, Justin Ihel, I can't remember who it was, and I was like, was the music, like, really quiet today? And she's like, no, Maddie. And I was like, something's wrong with my head. Yeah. And then they were like, you have a full-blown sinus infection.
Oh,
I was like, lit,
gosh.
This is perfect.
Like,
but
good.
So that's where, like, I think, I don't know if, like, other people talk about it. I feel like I'm really vocal about the fact that, like, I'm not having a great, not necessarily a great day, but, like, I'm always, like, I don't feel 100%. I feel like mm-hmm. I'm very transparent. And I feel like that probably comes across in a lot of ways, or at least I hope it does. But mm-hmm. I think it is, like you said, like, it is looked at as this, like, super glorified thing. And it's, like, super sexy and, like, cool. When mm-hmm. in the actuality, it's like, well, I teach at 9:30 and 8:30 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. Mm-hmm. You can't go out on Friday night. You can't yeah. go out on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people can, and some people go out and, like, party and do their thing, but, like, everybody runs their business differently, and, like, mm-hmm. the business of Maddie can't run like that.
Yeah, I don't know how people do it.
Because I want to feel 1,000% in that
room.
You
don't want to teach hungover.
Yeah.
That sounds miserable.
Yeah, I don't know how people do it.
Yeah.
I think I've done it, like, a few times, and, like, I actually want it. I was like, just take me to the hospital.
This is, like,
just,
so
like,
terrible.
End it here. Like, Jesus, take me.
I'm ready.
I see yeah. the light at the end of the tunnel. Just take me.
Like, me and Louisa will ride hungover, and it's, like, terrible. So I can't even imagine teaching hungover.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
No, it's a nightmare. That's, like, actually. Like, capital punishment. Like,
yeah.
No.
Like, everything
not.
Hurts.
But
extra
some people
bad.
Can do it. And, like, I'm like, you know what? If you can manage your social schedule and, like, do all that, like, power to you. But, like, that's not how I can run my business. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not how we do it.
So I guess this kind of goes along with it. Do you ever find yourself burnt out?
Yeah. I mean, often. Mm-hmm. And that can happen even just from saying yes to a couple subs. Like, it's
yeah.
crazy how your set schedule, and even if you do just that little bit extra, like, makes you, could, like,
pushes you over
take
the
you
end.
Out. Yeah, it's wild. And I think also, I guess, going back to, like, the common misconception, or what was that question just then? Sorry, I don't want
yeah,
to go on a tangent.
It was people's biggest misconception.
Oh, yeah. So I think, like, people think we just, like, only work 1 or 2 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
and they don't have any concept of like the recovery and like feeding yourself and yeah. driving from, like, there are days where I teach Back Bay, Beacon Hill, and Chestnut Hill. Mm-hmm. So like getting to everything, getting there early, prepping, like taking so pictures stressful. For 45 minutes afterwards, yeah. like all the things that it is.
Yeah.
So that always, like, I remember someone said to me once, like, what, you only work like 3 hours a day? And like, I felt like that little guy in that like Disney movie where he's like, yeah. and like the fire comes like, out of his
absolutely
head.
Absolutely not.
Like, yeah. So I think that is a common misconception.
I would so agree. I feel like that just reminds me of like Max playing hockey and the hockey team and stuff. Like on
it's so much more than just
game
the game.
Days, it's like the nap is so crucial. Like no one can mess with their nap. They're like on the clock.
Exactly.
You know, like
the and food, I'm the same the way. Like if I don't, like there are days where like if I don't do the nap, then the whole day is ruined. And like mm-hmm. I show up to my 6:30 and I'm like a zombie and I like want to die. Yeah. And it's not fun.
That's like a part of working. Like you need to like treat your body. It's like work,
it's
you know?
It is. It's like, I would say, like, yeah, a soul cycle instructor is like being a professional athlete, but you don't have your very face value, and people can reach out and touch you differently yeah. than like celebrities or yeah. like Olympic athletes. Like mm-hmm. the way I described it to someone, I was like, you know, Michael Phelps is who he is. Amazing. Mm-hmm. But like when he gets out of the pool, he doesn't have to immediately walk out into a crowd of 60 people and take the pictures and shake all the hands. Like, and I'm mm-hmm. sure he does that in some capacity, but I'm yeah. talking like in the moment, having mm-hmm. performed right away.
Yeah.
So like, it's just, it's such like a weird yeah. thing.
And I feel like there's so much, even if you're only teaching however many classes and that's only the hours that you're like at SoulCycle.
Yeah.
It's like the, like fueling yourself at home, like rolling out, recovering.
It's
like
all
do,
that.
Like, cause
if you don't do it, you're in trouble. Like right now I have like something going on with my hamstring and it's like, very like I think about it all day because I'm like, okay, is it pulled, is it strained, I'm rolling, I'm doing these yeah. things, I'm taking baths, I'm doing all
like
the things.
I need to be good,
yeah, because mm-hmm. when you show up and you feel awful or something hurts, like this job sucks,
yeah,
like it sucks,
yeah,
especially like back or neck pain, that's like a whole nother yeah. beast.
Wait, I feel like I remember when your neck was yeah. bad. Oh, I can't
that was like that was a car accident like 2 years ago that yeah. happened. It all happened like that year, I think it was 2018. Like that was
2018
like
2018 was trying, you.
Trying. It was testing me.
It was testing you.
Yeah. So those in particular are really hard, and obviously like knees, and like you don't think about it when you're healthy, but when something starts to hurt or the pain starts to creep up, it's very that's all you can think about.
Yeah.
It like
I always
takes
think
over.
About that. Like your health is something you completely take for granted
until
something's wrong.
It's like until like or like how everybody was getting that like super flu and stuff, and I think I even had like the sinus infection. Like you forget like how good you feel daily, like because it just we're so lucky,
yeah,
we're so blessed,
yeah,
and then like the second you don't, you're it's like derailed,
yeah, like everything's wrong,
like no, like today's canceled.
I'm writing that in the beginning of every journal. I'm happy that I feel healthy
literally
today.
I'm happy it is it seriously is though, because like if you don't have your health, like it's mm-hmm. it's tough.
This kind of goes with this too. How do you deal with being sore? Do you get sore a lot?
So I typically not from SoulCycle,
yeah,
but my body is so conditioned for it, yeah. I've been riding a bike 2 or 3 times, sometimes more, a day for the last 4 years,
yeah,
6 days a week,
so your body's used to it.
Like unless I'm doing something wild on the bike or like really turning it like all the way up on a hill or like something really crazy, mm-hmm. I'm not gonna get sore from SoulCycle. It's the other things, so like, that's where yeah. I need to be careful. Like I took Yoga Sculpt on Friday right here, mm-hmm. so good, and I was like really sore in my legs and my back, or like if I go really hard at Barry's, like I think the other day I like ran like a 14 on the treadmill and then like my knees were like,
ah! Yeah.
And you forget because you get so excited. You're yeah. so jazzed in the moment. But like then you have to remember, like my body is like my business card. My body is my tool for work.
Yeah.
So I can't get excited at Barry's and run a 14
and
all
get
the time
too sore.
Or else like. Yeah. Then the next day when you have to ride 3 times, that's also where you're also more prone to injury.
Yeah.
When you're sore because you run the risk of like straining something or, mm-hmm. or something worse.
Mm-hmm. When you're sore, how do you deal with it? Just like rolling out?
I'm like a big back person. I'm truthfully, I'm not good at rolling. Like I should do it way more mm-hmm. than I do.
You need this one. The pretty yeah, Lulu one.
I know. I have all the ones. I have all the ones that vibrate. I have yeah, everything. I have everything you could possibly have. Yeah. I just don't use it as yeah. much as I should, which yeah. is like classic, but yeah. I'm a huge bath person. Like And I try to literally take a bath like every night, which sounds so lavish, but it really is like relaxes like everything in my body so it can just like release.
Mm-hmm. I need to get into the bath. You could. I think I'm missing out.
Yeah. It's, yeah. That's my jam. Mm-hmm. It's like my like.
Whew. Yeah. Wait, I love that. Everyone go take a bath. This question is, do you do other workouts besides spin? So yes.
Yes. You do. I really like to go to Barry's. I love it. It gives me the same high of SoulCycle. So, like, that's one thing you miss out on as an instructor. You don't get the same feeling.
Yeah.
The high is different because it's your work. And like I said, we talked about, like, the unicorn classes. Like, the classes that are just, like, those you will get the same high and you'll feel, like, elated like and jazzed after. Right. Yeah, but those are, like, you chase those classes. They're usually, like, pretty far in view between only because you do it so much. So it's, like, when you do it so much, what makes it special? Mm-hmm. And it's usually just the perfect combination of energy, playlist, the people in the room, whatever, that make those the really special ones you chase. So for me, outside the room, I really like Barry's. I like SLT. Where else do I like
Core
to
Power.
Core Power. And I usually just, like, go to all my friends' classes. Mm-hmm. So any other fitness, I call them the fitties. Yeah. Like, all the fit girls.
Megan's is so good at Core Power. Yeah, the fitties.
I know. So I just, like, stalk all my friends' schedules. Mm-hmm. And then
I show up for them. Do you have, a schedule every week? Like, you know, like, these days I'm teaching these classes, so I'm going to do the sculpt, like, this week every time.
I don't. Like, I obviously have ones, like today, like, I usually go to Kelly at Barry's at 9, but, like, I subbed in Chestnut Hill. So now it's, like, I'm teaching a triple today. So now the stakes are different because, like, I'm usually not going to take an extra class when I'm teaching 3 because then you run the risk of, like, okay, what's tomorrow look like?
Yeah.
You know? Cause working out 4 times a day is not normal.
No.
You know? Yeah. And I don't... Granted, I don't ride my classes as hard. Like, I get off the bike. I dance. Some classes I don't ride. I have someone riding my podium. But, like, it's still – it's crazy. Like, because my thing will track me now. And sometimes when I dance from the floor, I burn more calories than when I ride my bike. It's, like, really weird.
That's crazy.
And I don't know if that's a heart rate thing because I'm, like
– You're so jazzed.
Yeah. So – so that's where you have to be careful when every week looks so different. And it also just depends on how my body feels. Like, if I'm really tired, like, I know not to push it because I run the risk of injury, of whatever, of making the next day hell.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So you can just, like, listen to your body and be like, oh, I could go to a yoga right now.
Yeah. And sometimes I feel really good. And that's also where I have to be very careful, because when I feel wicked good, sometimes I push it too hard. Mm-hmm. And that's where I can get into trouble.
And then you're like, why am I getting sick?
Yeah. Well, oh, because I did 100,000 classes this week?
Yeah.
Like, no human should?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Interesting. So that I feel like that's a question that I feel like everyone would wonder, like, do they work out besides SoulCycle? Like, yes. So do you feel like you kind of have to cross train?
You have to cross train in order, like, to not get injured.
Yeah.
Because you're using such different cycling, such, like, an interesting just an interesting workout, like, the positioning of your body. So, like, you're always pulling up on your legs. So, like, your psoas is always, like, super tight. Like, you're leaning over. So that's where a lot of, like, the neck and upper back comes from. Because, like, it's not a normal position to, like, be in all day. Your body's not built like that.
Yeah.
So then you got to do all the things outside to strengthen it, to sit up straighter, to, like, you know, yoga, like, doing the opposite of, you know, the curve forward, like, opening up your back, like, little things like that. So I think it's really important. It's also just, like, it's hard because days like today, like, I'm tired. Like, I'm probably going to have to nap before my 6:30.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just tired.
The naps before the classes are always great.
But you have to time them right because they can also derail you if you don't do them.
If you, like, nap too long.
Like, you have to do a 30-minute or a 90-minute. If you do a 60-minute, I'm no good.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think there's studies on that too.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. It's 30 is, like, okay, 90's fine. But if you do 60, like, you're done though.
Like, absolutely not. Yeah, you'll be falling asleep on the bike.
Yeah. Yeah, it's no good. Or you won't be falling asleep. It'll just feel, like, very taxing.
You're Yeah. Because you didn't hit, like, the REM sleep cycle right or whatever.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good.
This says, what are your favorite Soul shoes? I guess, like, shoes to spin in. We were just talking about how the TMs are not for us.
Oh, the TMs.
We're not trying to talk crap on TM,
but for me, I just don't feel as secure. So if you're going to do primarily indoor cycling, I always suggest it's called a Look Delta clip. It is like the big red clip underneath the bike. You'll know it. It's, if you say Look Delta, people will think you're like very smart and whatever about cycling. I have a pair of the new Legends that are like a sole shoe. That like have the little screwy thing on the side. They're like the wire ones.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah, those are really good. And then I also like, depending on what your budget is. So like those are a little more expensive. Mm-hmm. But if you want just like a good cycling shoe that's not going to break the bank and you're like just starting, I love Shimano. I just have, that's what we used to have like way the back in the ones. Day. Back at Seoul, like even before the gray ones, we used to have the black ones. Like, do you even remember those or no? Yeah. We used to have black Shimano shoes with like the blue insides. Mm-hmm. Now they also make them in white. So that's like a very classic, like very staple cycling shoe. And I think it might be like $80.
Yeah.
Which again is also an investment. I'm not saying that's like cheap, but that is like the best, most like fiscally manageable.
Yeah, and option. Then you're not paying for the rentals every time. Like, imagine if you got rentals every time, you'd pay way more than just like for one pair of shoes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. And also for me, I feel like I switch between them just depending on, I leave different shoes at different studios. So for me, it doesn't affect me as much, but if you're going to have your own shoe, you should stick to like whatever.
Yeah. We like the sturdy ones. That's why we're not like huge TM
fans.
I felt the first time I rode in them, I was still having issues with my knee and I was feeling really scared about my knee because feeling unstable. I just felt unstable.
Yeah. At the end of the day, like that is called like the Look Delta clip is like a bigger portion of your foot can rest on it. So you feel like you have more control, especially when you pull up on the pedals. Mm-hmm. So everything else, so the SBD clips, the little metal ones, they're so small. So it's like all the pressure is on one point of your foot. And also that kind of shoe is specifically made for outdoor cycling. And this is what I've heard. Like I'm only giving the knowledge that I can give from my own experience. Someone might be like, that's not true. But like, my experience is that is more of an outdoor shoe for really fast unclipping. Say like if you're on the road and like a car comes and you got to unclip really fast. Interesting. And that's why you don't feel as secure because we're not unclipping at SoulCycle or indoor cycling in general. You want to be as tight in there as you can so you can also use your leg to pull up and get more power.
I feel like too, the TMs, maybe it's just me, I almost feel like they're more like bendy, like the shoe
themselves. Yeah, I just don't feel sturdy.
And like the Shimano, the Soul ones are very... They're like rock hard and solid. Like you're going to feel like clipped in and like
you're ready sturdy. To go.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I wasn't a big fan of the other ones.
So. Yeah. Wait, this is similar to shoes. Where are they? It was basically like, what are your favorite leggings to ride in?
Oh,
that's a good question. There's probably so many different. Many. You probably own like 200 pairs of leggings. I can't even imagine.
I own so many, but I'm also really good at like gifting them away. Yeah. I'm constantly gifting like old Soul clothes and things to like different riders and friends and like whoever just because I go through it or like I'll get new stuff or like I have different credits on different websites and things like that.
How
or
much
like,
room do you have in your closet?
Yeah, I don't. I have to like go through it systematically. I guess my favorite things, I love it. Like I feel like in cycling it has to be high-waisted, period.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you would wear a legging that's not high-waisted in general, but just because.
Isn't that weird? Like, high-waisted leggings, I feel like, didn't used to be a thing.
No, they weren't. That's the scariest part.
Yeah, right? And now it's like, scary.
Yeah, like, that's all we wear. I don't know. I mean, I obviously, like, love Lululemon. Wonder Unders. I feel like the Aligns are really thin and, like, the rubbing on the insides, whatever the material is made out of, they can, like, get funny.
Yeah, everyone says not to ride in those. Like Lulu, they're like, don't spin in those or do like really sweaty.
Yeah, the Aligns I feel like are more for like chill yoga and like chilling in general.
Yeah.
Not working out in your pants. So I really like the Wonder Unders. Like just and I'm trying to think of other ones I really like. Obviously, like I love Booty by Bra Bands by Kelly. Like she's amazing. I like a company called Lorna Jane. It's out of California, Australia. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Aloe Yoga is really good too. Like I really like everything that's on Carbon 38. That site's really great. Mm-hmm. And
Like the soul sets. Sometimes the soul sets.
Oh my god, the soul sets are amazing. The seamless soul sets I have in every single color. And Nuxe. Yeah. It's like that thicker, tight fabric that's gonna be high waisted. Yeah. And it's not gonna move, you know? Because I feel like sometimes I'll buy a bra and I'll be on podium and I'm like, oh boy.
A boob is coming out like, right
let
now.
Let me know if if there's a slip up here. Because that's another thing I'm always like, yeah. I wouldn't know.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
Yeah, like, let me know.
Maddie.
Mads. Hey. We're not here for that.
Yeah. Like the free people bra.
You're like, we're not here for that, but we kind of are. Yeah, I forget what bra I was wearing. I feel like I was wearing, like, a weird... Because, like, that will happen. Like, some of the I mean, some things are just not for cycling, right? Yeah. Like, I have a couple Lulu bras and, like, a couple other bras that are definitely, like, very low impact that you would wear to, like, yoga or something. But when you're, like, running from class to class and you just grab something and then you get there and you're like, oh, my God.
You're like, is this going to work?
I'm like, oh, gosh. I've definitely, like, worn... I remember, I think, it happened at Beacon Hill. I took a nap and I was like late to class or something, and when I went to take my sweatshirt off, I had like what I call like a house bra on.
Yeah,
it was like the sports bra from like Target that, you know, like it has no color and it's like so not gonna hold you in.
Yeah.
And I remember I had to do the whole class in a sweatshirt because I was like, I can't ride in this house bra. So that was like the joke of the night, is like, I can't ride in a house bra.
That's
like,
house
And I had to, like, just, like, sweat in a sweatshirt. That's all I feel.
That's really funny. I used to show up, and I wouldn't have clothes, and I would have to, like, buy clothes there. I remember.
It's so crazy.
Because me and Louisa would come, like, hungover. Like, oh, we would, like, be about to be.
I mean, I've definitely done that, too. Like, I've showed up places, and I'm like, okay, I have to buy something.
Yeah.
But that is also, like, a cool part about, like, boutique fitness and, like, the berries and, like, whatever. SLT, I feel like almost every place now is kind of, like, I always think of it, like, when you were little and you'd go to Disneyland and they'd like put you out into the gift shop, like that's how boutique fitness is now, right?
It
like
is.
It's a one-stop shop. You can literally come off the street and be like, I'm going to take a class, and everything's right there for you.
Yeah.
Between like the smoothie or the snacks or like whatever. It's like,
that's
it's
so
all there.
True.
It's
I know,
weird.
It's so ideal.
It's like Disneyland.
The sports bras and the leggings are just like ready for you. Mm. Oh, this one's interesting. What do you do on rest days?
So, this is like a new thing for me. So my day off is Friday, and I really try, my goal for 2020 is like to make Friday sacred, because I would wake up and I would pack my day off with like all the things I didn't get done during the week. And it's like on Friday, it's like my no day. It's like, it's, I get like a service done, like be it a massage or a facial or just something nice for me. And also, like, it's an, like, I try to shut off my phone. Like, everything's a no for me. Because if I don't do that, I remember, like, a couple times I would go to Seaport and, like, work out of Industrious. And I would, like, do all these different things, and, like, interviews and, like, all this stuff on my Fridays. And then it would come to Friday night. And I'm like, oh, my God, I have to teach again tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Like, and I didn't even have a rest day. I would just be so drained. So now, like, the goal of 2020 for me is, like, Fridays are sacred. Like, it's my day. And people are like, what are you doing tomorrow? I'm like, I don't have a plan. I'm not going to set an alarm.
That's so good.
And I'm just going to do whatever the hell I want. Because if I don't do that, it's setting me up for like just not – I'm not setting myself up for success going into like the next 6 days.
Yeah, you like need that.
You need
more
it.
Than any other
And like sometimes
job.
I'll do a workout. Like last Friday I did yoga sculpt and it was really fun. And like I got to see all my friends. But I also still have to be careful because it's like – when you work out 2 to 3 times, 6 days a week, like, take a day off.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how you could do that. I, like, it's need nuts. A day off. Yeah.
It's nuts. But I also, like, love – that's what my true love always was like, working out and moving and dancing and cheering and all that. So it is also hard to do nothing.
Yeah.
That's, like
– I know, like, the days that you, like, want to work out, but you're like, this is supposed to be my rest day, but, like, I'm going crazy.
Yeah, I'm, like, crazy person. I wake up, I'm like, I want to go to Berries at, like, 6 a.m. on Friday. And everybody's like, what?
Like, can you not?
You're like, can you actually not?
Okay, this is just – do you like hills or runs more? Just specific.
That's such a loaded question.
Yeah.
For me, that's just going to depend on music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love a good hill, but I also love runs.
Yeah.
But I also love, like, a really good juicy hill.
I thought you were going to say runs because I feel like you're
Oh, my gosh, no. I love, like, I mean, yeah, fast. I love runs, but I think, like, it's kind of like you can't have, like, the dark without the light, like, the rain without the sun. So I feel like that's how, like, hills. and runs are. Like, if you ran, I've gone to classes where we've run the whole time and I hate it. I'm like, that was not fun and it didn't make me feel good. And I left and I didn't feel accomplished and I'll never go back to that person's class.
Yeah.
But if it was all hills, I'd be bored out of my skull.
Yeah.
So it's like the perfect blend of both that makes it challenging. You feel accomplished, like, and it makes it fun and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the placement of that is like how you
keep it. We've been recording for so long. We have, okay, this can be like the last question. Okay. It's kind of like two parts. What is your favorite part of being an instructor and like the hardest thing or like least favorite part about being an instructor?
My favorite part, I think my favorite part is always how you change someone's life and you sometimes have no idea. And that usually for me comes like through a card or something from somebody, because a lot of times people are afraid to come up to the podium and talk to you and things like that, which which like blows my mind, because like I have some riders that ride with me like every day. They ride with me all the time and they still like don't introduce themselves, and I just like it like,
and you're actually like, I know you.
Pains me inside. Like, I know your face, but like I also don't like know you. So that part is so meaningful. Like sometimes like people will write just the sweetest letters, or like you have no idea what someone's going through or how you've helped them and like where they were in their life or a specific situation that they were in, and you just have just absolutely no idea, and then they write you this letter and you're just like floored. So that's, I think, the most like, I don't know, feel good part of the job. And then I guess the hardest part is just like feeding the beast, because it's all the time, you're on all the time. Like I joke a lot that I feel like Minnie Mouse at Disneyland.
And you have to like turn off and you go home and just like do nothing.
Which is tough though, because, you know, even when you're out with your friends or things like that, like you're always I don't know, there's an expectation when you show up.
Yeah.
So it is like, you know, sometimes I'll go somewhere and people are like, you're being so quiet. I'm like, I'm just like really actually enjoying myself, and I'm enjoying not having to like fuel the conversation or drive the environment. Like sometimes I go to dinner with my friends and that's always like the best when I can like almost just like sit back and listen.
Yeah.
So that part can be, like, kind of tough.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say there's not really any part where I'm like, God, I hate that. Or, like, that just really isn't serving me. Because at the end of the day, if that was the case, then I probably still wouldn't be doing what I'm doing.
Yeah. Like, obviously you love it. That's why you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is it challenging? Yes. Can days be super hard? Yes. Are there weird situations or, like, weird altercations that happen with riders and other instructors and all the in-betweens? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's, like, it is what it is. Yeah. It's magical.
Yeah. So. And it's also fun.
Yeah.
And you love it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wait, this has been so good.
I know. I can't believe
this is so. This is a long one, but you guys had so many questions.
Oh, my gosh. I know. And, like, obviously, we can answer more. And, like, we're always around and in the studio. You can come visit us.
Yeah. Come to Maddie's class. Talk to her. Introduce yourself.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah.
I would enjoy that.
Imagine someone comes and they're like, I came from the podcast. That would be so cute.
Some people do that. They DM me and they're like, I listen to your podcast in Seattle or wherever. And that's what's so cool about podcasts.
Yeah. So. I know, I always freak out whenever I meet anyone in person and they'll be like, oh, I listen to your podcast. And I'm like, wait, that's what you found? Not even like my Instagram or YouTube.
Yeah, like of all the things I do, that's how you found me?
And I'm just like, that's so cool.
But that's that's like really awesome. That's special.
Or if people come, like find your podcast and then come to your class like from your podcast, like that's so cool.
It's special.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening. Thanks for joining us, Maddie.
Oh my God,
Maddie.
Of course, this was amazing.
This was so good. I could ask you questions all day long.
I feel like we could keep going.
Yeah.
Maybe there's like got to be a part two in the future.
Oh yeah, we could do part two for sure. Yeah, because I feel like that was just like surface, like
so surface
broad
level,
we could get like into it on like a topic. Yeah,
we could.
Yeah, but thank you guys for listening. Catch you in my next episode. Bye.
Look around, you can find cars like these on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.